We pray, Lord, grant that the wisdom of your word may become our wisdom. For Jesus' sake, amen. During a summer job in my teenage years, I was trying to engage a young fellow worker in a religious discussion. As he left the room, he said, "I want to have fun while I'm young. When I get old, then I'll get religion." There were several errors in his statement. One was that his confidence that he was going to get old. I know of former classmates, ILC classmates, who never got old. Two of them died in a traffic accident. One of them was killed in Vietnam. Whether this young man got old or not, I don't know. Another error in his thinking was that religion is something that you get at a time of your choosing. Of course, if he was talking about man-made religions, then I suppose he might have been right. However, if he was talking about God's religion, the only religion that brings salvation, then he was wrong. In the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, wisdom is personified. What it says here shows that this young man was sadly mistaken. So let's hear the words of wisdom. Wisdom cries aloud in the streets. In the market, she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. "How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called, and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand, and no one has heeded, because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you, when terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel, and despised all my reproof. Therefore they shall eat the fruit of their way, and have their fill of their devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But whoever listens to me will dwell secure, and will be at ease without dread of disaster." God was there for that young man when we were having that discussion. However, he mocked at the wisdom of God, thinking it was only for the old and feeble who can't have fun anymore. Perhaps he saw religion as an accumulation of do's and don'ts, forced on an unwilling crowd by power-hungry clergymen. If his background was Roman Catholic, as it was in the Boston area where I lived, he would have been right. Anyway, that's what he thought. Religion takes all the fun out of life. But then what did he mean by fun? He never stuck around long enough to answer that question. I may never know what his answer was. However, experience has shown that he was probably talking about the fun of sin. Such is the way of the world. They see sin as fun, and righteousness as inhibiting and boring. That is utter foolishness. What fun is there in doing self-destructive things? And sin is self-destructive. If you jump off a cliff, it's going to be fun for a few seconds. And then, of course, your body smashes to pieces on the ground below. Would you insist on having the fun of jumping? If so, then you must be a fool also. So this young man squandered the moment of grace that he had for the sake of sin. Wisdom called, he refused to listen. For a moment, in 1960, the Lord was reaching out to that boy. And now it is 2014. Where is the old man now? Was wisdom there for him when he got old? If he got old? For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. According to the text, those who despise wisdom, when it calls out to them, will find this: then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me. Martin Luther once warned his fellow Germans, God's word and grace are a passing downpour, which does not return to where it has already been. Therefore, take hold and hang on tightly while you are able to grab and hold. So boys and girls, men and women, young and old, give thanks to God. Wisdom has called out to you, and you have turned to listen. It said, if you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease, without dread of disaster. It will be this way, because wisdom invariably points to Christ. In him we find our security and our rest. What can we fear? What disaster will strike us with terror if we know that all is well between us and God? And all is well, for Christ has made it so, fulfilling God's law for us, bearing sin's punishment for us. God is satisfied. We are righteous and holy before him. All is well. Wisdom has taught you this. Cling to it. Don't squander this wonderful time that the Lord has given to you. Listen to the voice of wisdom. We pray. O wisdom from on high, you have called to us, and through the Holy Spirit we have heard and still hear. Continue to make your words known to us, that we may be at peace. Amen. Hymn 48, verse 1.